I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
So, guys, as we were talking about yesterday, we've caught up 927 cheaters since we've been doing the staycation setup. Let's say good morning to Monica.
Morning, Monica.
Hi.
Good morning.
Well, hopefully this is not 928 with your boyfriend, Monica.
I really think he's cheating. I mean, I love him so much. And I mean, I think that we were fine until about a month ago when we had a fight.
Okay.
And I think the fight might have been my fault because I did tell a lie to him. I said that I had been staying in on that Friday night, but I actually was out at McFadden's and I was partying with my friends. And then,
Hello.
Okay.
She risked it to get the bit. So you were at McFadden's. Was I hosting that night? Was it a Friday night?
It was a Friday night.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you went there and he thought you were just staying in.
Yeah. And it's not like I cheated. It's not like I did anything. It's just that I didn't tell the truth about what
it's
I was
the principle.
Doing. And of course, you know, these days, I mean, pictures surfaced on Facebook and then he caught me lying. And then, you know, I understand that was a mistake and I've really felt distance from him since then. And he's been canceling plans and my intuition is telling me that I think I'm losing my boyfriend to another woman and I really love him. I really want to, you know.
Wait, well, if my lady, I'm just putting myself in his situation. If the hot wife lied to me that said she was staying in and she went with her friends out, I just wouldn't talk to my wife and there would be distance because I was mad that she lied to me. Why right. do you automatically go to that he's cheating on you?
Well, I just have a feeling and he's like distance from me. I feel like he's getting close to someone else. I tried to confront him, but he denied having any affairs with anyone. And the only way I'm going to feel satisfied is if you guys do a staycation setup with Nathan to see if he's actually cheating. That's wow. what I need.
I'm curious, though. Why did you lie to him in the first place?
I mean, I didn't think it through. I just didn't really feel like telling them that I was going out partying again. Like, I know I do it too much. And, you know, I just acted like I was staying
in. I have a couple friends that do things like this.
Right. And he probably knows how McFadden's gets Friday nights, man. You girls, man, they jump on the bar, they get loose. You know what I'm saying?
That's the other thing. I didn't want him to think that, like, I was going to hook up with someone else, which I didn't and wouldn't.
Are you sure?
Joey.
Yeah.
What do you look like?
Yeah.
I might remember you. Did you jump on the bar at all, or were you just kind of just chilling on the patio?
No, I did not jump on the bar.
Okay. Your voice sounded familiar. There's this one girl outside smoking cigarettes.
Joey.
She has a smoker voice. I'm just saying.
I don't smoke.
You don't? Okay.
Yeah, don't say that about people.
So, Monica, we are basically calling your man up, setting up with a staycation setup simply on intuition alone.
Well, yeah, but also the fact that he's been so distant. I mean, if he's getting further from me, maybe he's getting close to someone else. That makes sense, don't you think?
So, I mean, like, real quick, though, because, Monica, like, we don't have any, like, concrete evidence. If he's not cheating on you, are you okay with, like, admitting that to him? And do you think that's going to be a big problem for you? Because that's a possibility that he's not cheating.
Well, then I guess we'll just see what happens. I mean, I just want to save our relationship. He matters to me so much, you know?
I mean, that's fair.
How long you been going out with him?
It's been about 10 months, so over a year. But, you know, I'm really in love with him. It didn't take long.
Okay.
Fall in love with him. He's great.
Well, let's give him a call. I think he's just mad because you lied to him. I mean, I wouldn't have talked to my lady. I would have been distant with my lady. But I'm never going to deny a woman's intuition. I think out of the 927 people we've caught up cheating, I'd say probably 60% of those was women's intuition that got them in trouble.
That is true.
So let's call him. What's his name?
His name's Nathan.
Like the hot dogs?
Yes.
Okay.
Really? That's the reference you're making?
Anish, have you heard Nathan's hot dogs?
I am not answering that question because I know where it's going.
Okay. We're going to call Nathan's hot dogs. Coming up next and find out if he's cheating on his lady, Monica. Monica, hold on right there, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Staycation setup coming up next. Your morning mess. Okay, so we're back with a staycation setup. Monica, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And you're concerned that it's boyfriend?
Yes.
His name is Nathan, I know that, and you're going off of intuition. I know that you guys got into an argument and you're feeling some distance from there, but you want us to set up your boyfriend and offer him the free romantic stay. We're going to find out who he wants to bring on that stay, and then, you know, from there we'll figure out if he's cheating on you or not. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, am I speaking with Nathan?
Maybe. Who's calling?
Oh, wow. Well, this is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel. I was calling with some really good news for Nathan, so I hope I'm talking to you. You've been selected as our grand prize winner of a free romantic weekend stay.
Hold on. I didn't enter any sort of a raffle or anything like that.
So we're actually a national hotel here, opening up a new location in the Valley, and we're actually offering some people free stays at our hotel, just in exchange for a review of your experience. If you maybe have someone special in your life that you'd like to impress or just make sure that they know they're very special to you, this is a great way for you to do it, and it's very cost effective.
Okay, and I assume you guys need a credit card number.
We don't need any payment information from you at the moment, only if you do decide to get that room service. So with all of that being said, I'd be happy to start your reservation right now. My first question for you, Nathan, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I can take their name down whenever you're ready, sir.
Well, her name would be Jewel.
What? Who's Jewel? Nathan, who's... what the...
Hello?
Nathan, we have to let you know you're live on the radio right now. It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. That would be your lady who thought you were cheating.
What?
Who's Jewel?
Jewel is my girlfriend. Who is this?
What do you mean Jewel is your girlfriend? This is Monica.
Oh, my.
I'm
Monica?
Her girlfriend.
Wait, Monica said
oh
she...
God, are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me?
Do you have two girlfriends, Nathan?
I don't have two girlfriends. Monica's this crazy bitch I broke up with like 4 weeks ago.
Oh.
How are you doing calling me?
Wait, what?
I lost your number for a reason.
Wait, Monica, you're not dating Nathan anymore?
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm so confused.
So
Monica...
What's going on with my life?
You guys aren't together then?
No. Are you kidding me? This crazy bitch. We were together for a while. She's out of her damn mind. We broke up weeks ago, and she's been trying to get back in touch with me. And I've blocked her on everything, and now she's calling a radio to have them call me?
Monica?
Nathan!
I'm confused. Monica, you're not even with this guy?
This is weird.
We just had a fight. It was a misunderstanding.
Okay, you sound nuttier than a payday bar. Listen,
what?
Obviously, he's not with you anymore, so he's not cheating on you.
Babe, you know that we're meant to be.
Oh, my
God. When's the last time you really talked to him, Monica?
Nathan!
Is Nathan still on the line?
He's not. He hung up?
Yeah, I think so.
Monica.
What?
This isn't technically your boyfriend.
Well, he should be.
Monica.
Wow. Okay.
Monica, I got some counseling services I can hook you up with.
This is a lot. Like, if he's really done with you and the two of you broke up.
Why did you guys break up in the first place, Monica?
We didn't really break up. It was a misunderstanding.
No, you broke up. He made it very clear. He's moved on.
I knew he was cheating.
Cheating or you were cheating?
He thought that I was, but I wasn't.
The fight you're talking about, how you said you were going to stay in, but you went to McFadden's, is that the night he broke up with you?
I refuse to believe that we're actually broken up.
Oh, my God.
Something like that.
Okay.
No,
yeah, she needs counseling services.
Yeah.
Monica, this is not right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You need to move on, Monica. Mm-hmm. Seriously. All jokes aside, you need to move on. Listen, tomorrow night, I'm at McFadden's. Actually, the show, you guys are going tomorrow night?
Yeah.
See.
The show is going to McFadden's tomorrow night. Monica, we'd like to invite you to hang out with us.
Maybe you actually, you know what? I don't feel comfortable introducing her to anybody. Just have some
great
you time. You don't need anybody. You just went through a breakup.
Wow. Way to rub it in, girl.
Listen, we're going to have dollar drinks. I'll get you two because you have two personalities.
Don't do
okay.
that.
Gemini season.
Okay, I have to go. Bye.
You don't want to go?
What?
Way to go, Anish. You pissed her off.
I didn't do anything.
I was going to tell her to risk it for the biscuit, but then she would have took that literally.
No, she would have risked it and gone to jail.
I know. She would have, with a butter knife to start stabbing biscuits.
Oh, my God.
Risk it for the biscuit. Or like that one girl that sent, hundreds of text messages.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.